Scottsdale Fashion Square is undergoing a renovation, and as part of that has announced two new stores that'll be opening later this year, Morph and Untuckit. Each started as an online retailer, but has evolved to also include brick-and-mortar stores. Joining me to talk about that is retail analyst Jeff Green, president of Jeff Green Partners. And Jeff, how common is it now for e-commerce firms to open physical locations?
That's certainly a trend we're seeing in the retail industry in terms of online retailers having multiple distribution channels, therein opening in either malls or lifestyle centers throughout the country.
Is there anything particular about Scottsdale that makes it a good fit for these kinds of retailers?
Well, what's interesting is online retailers that have gone into brick and mortar have kind of split their thinking in terms of what types of venues are the best for them. You look at Scottsdale Quarter, and they now have Warby Parker and Bonobos, both of which were online retailers that went into brick and mortar, some of the earliest. And then you've got the two new retailers we discussed going into Scottsdale Fashion and choosing not to go into that lifestyle center concept. It doesn't surprise me that some of these new brick-and-mortar concepts are going to Scottsdale Fashion Center. In a way, I can see the pull of the center. It might be greater than Kierland or Scottsdale Quarter, but the fact that you've got that many more eyeballs passing by in Scottsdale Fashion certainly makes that an excellent alternative for these types of retailers.
Well, it's interesting you say that because we've been hearing for so long that the traditional shopping mall is, you know, going the way of the dinosaur, that people don't want to go to big indoor shopping malls anymore, especially in a place like Phoenix where you have so many outdoor shopping malls. So what does it say, do you think, about the future of a place like Scottsdale Fashion Square that a retailer's maybe picking it as opposed to one of the newer kinds of shopping centers?
Well, one thing to remember is that Scottsdale Fashion is the premier mall in the Phoenix market, otherwise called an A mall in our industry. A malls are not experiencing a significant, if any, downturn in their sales, even given this changing retail climate, because they are so dominant in their market.
What's in it for some of these e-commerce companies to open brick-and-mortar stores? I mean, you talk about seeing more eyeballs. I mean, you can't see any more eyeballs than, you know, all over the world as opposed to a static location. So what's in it for a company like Untuckit or a Morph to have a store, a physical store in this mall?
It's all about multiple distribution channels now to really solidify your position as a retail chain, whether it's online or brick and mortar. You need both concepts. And that's true for so many brick and mortar stores getting into or having an online presence. So it really works both ways.
In the case of Untuckit, they have a number of retail brick and mortar locations around the country. Morph has fewer, especially outside of California. Are companies that are going from an online platform to a brick and mortar, does the transition tend to be smooth? I mean, it seems like there would be a lot of things that would be different in terms of having an actual physical store as opposed to just having an online store.
Well, what multi-distribution retailers are realizing is that they have to have the expertise on online technology as well as the ability to run retail stores. So it becomes that much more difficult, and many of these chains are basically organized in two silos. One is their online division and one is their brick and mortar division. This trend is going to continue. Now, the question I really have is, are there enough of these new concepts to offset the store closures we're seeing in more traditional retail? So is net-net a negative or a positive? I would say it's probably still a negative, because we'll see more store closures than we will retail store openings.
All right. Retail analyst Jeff Green is president of Jeff Green Partners. Jeff, thanks a lot. Good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.